30 years ago, a small independent movie from Jamaica became a surprise hit in America. The Harder They Come featured a soundtrack filled with exotic-sounding music. Commentator Ashley Kahn says the movie laid the groundwork for the explosive popularity of reggae that began in the early 70s and continues today.
The Harder They Come is a time capsule of 1973.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Big T Show. All the other jocks been getting this call all day for this big bad song about the runaway guy. Go something like this. Dig it, huh?
It was a time of heavy rock and smooth soul, but something different was working its way up from Jamaica. Reggae.
And then the Harder They Come.
At first, reggae music was a foreign sound to American ears. The lyrics were sung with Caribbean accents. The bass player seemed to anticipate the beat. The drummer seemed to lag behind. But reggae made you want to dance. What most Americans know of reggae music today, the beat, the message of one love, even the dreadlocks, is still associated with a man who died 22 years ago, Bob Marley.
One love, one heart, let's get together and feel all right.
Bob Marley may seem the reggae pioneer in America, but he had help. Before there was Bob, there was the Harder They Come.
Well, the oppressors are trying to keep me down, trying to drive me underground. And they think that they have got the battle won. I say, forgive them, Lord, they know not what they've done.
In 1973, the film, with the help of an irresistible soundtrack, whet the appetite for reggae in America and continues to influence popular music today. The film starred singer Jimmy Cliff and was the brainchild of Jamaican director and writer Perry Henzel.
The theme of The Harder They Come is, can the little man get through? The character Ivan, played by Jimmy Cliff, is a guy with no education. He's coming into the city from the country with no advantages at all. A young, impoverished, ambitious guy who is trying to make it and has so much going against him that he ends up as a renegade.
You want me to go and beg work for $10 a week for the rest of my life? I try that. I'd rather die. And I don't have to, because I'm going to make it. Always talking about milk and honey in the sky. Well, no milk and honey, no in the sky. Not for you, not for me. It's right down here, and I want my no tonight.
Walking down the road with the pistol.
The Harder They Come quickly became a cult hit with college students, but it really took off after the release of the film soundtrack.
I didn't lay in the soundtrack to Harder They Come until the last 2 weeks of editing. I just chose all the music that I really loved that I thought would fit, and sure enough, it's been selling ever since.
Henzel's soundtrack captured reggae at the moment it entered its golden age at the start of the 70s, with a variety of styles, rhythms, and exotic lyrics. From soulful ballads to upbeat rockers,
you can get it if you really want. Succeed at last.
To songs that quoted scripture and preached of peace.
By the rivers of Babylon, where he sat down, and there he went, when he remembers Zion.
For a generation of Americans raised on rock yet hungry for new sounds, The Harder They Come was the primer for reggae music and the Jamaican experience. The movie exposed life in the ghettos of Trenchtown and in the dance halls of Kingston.
Oh, it is no wonder, it's a perfect-
decades later, reggae is a permanent ingredient in American music. Rock bands use its bouncing rhythms. Soul singers embrace its message of unity. You can even pick out a strong Jamaican accent in today's most popular hits. Perry Henzel still lives in Jamaica, having turned his talents to book writing with plans to create a musical based on The Harder They Come. The movie itself remains a popular attraction.
You know, Harder They Come has grown in the audience. It hasn't got smaller. It's grown all the time over 30 years. It's still growing.
And Jimmy Cliff continues to tour, singing to countless fans, many of whom cannot remember a time when reggae was something new.
Ashley Khan is a music journalist and author of the book A Love Supreme. An expanded edition of the Harder They Come soundtrack has just been released, and songs from that soundtrack are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.